AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Israel will get its second high-level U.S. visit in 2 days. The AP's Sagar Magani reports the Biden administration is showing support for Israel in the war with Hamas.
Today it was Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We will always be there by your side.
Tomorrow it'll be Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin.
We're working urgently to get Israel what it needs to defend itself, including munitions and Iron Dome interceptors.
The visits to Israel come as the administration works to get Americans out if they choose.
The United States government will arrange charter flights to provide transportation from Israel to sites in Europe.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it's unclear how many Americans may want to leave. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released video of the death and destruction.
Hamas should be treated exactly the way ISIS was treated. They should be spit out from the community of nations. No leader should meet them. No country should harbor them. And those that do should be sanctioned.
A judge scolded federal prosecutors in the classified documents case against former President Donald Trump as she abruptly postponed a hearing to determine if the lawyer for a co-defendant had a conflict of interest. Steve Scalise is working on getting more votes among House Republicans to be Speaker of the House.
The good news is our support continues to grow. We're continuing to work to narrow the gap, and that's going on, and we're going to continue the meetings.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is now accused of being an unregistered agent of Egypt's government in an updated indictment. He and his wife are accused of accepting bribes of cash, gold bars, and a luxury car. The streak is over on Wall Street. After moving higher, stocks today finished lower. This is AP News. Sony's Access controller for the PlayStation aims to make gaming easier for people with disabilities. A big plus with Access is you don't have to hold the controller to use it. Alvin Daniel is PlayStation's senior technical program manager.
It's designed to lay flat on a table, a wheelchair tray, on a lap board. It can be mounted with a lot of different mounting options. Tripods, for example.
Also, it's much easier to press the buttons. Paul Lane uses his mouth, cheek, and chin to push the buttons on his PlayStation.
I game with the side of my hands, and my hands are pretty big. So me being able to space off the buttons, I'll be able to press the buttons in a way where I'm not hitting two buttons at a time.
Lane is a consultant on Access. He's able to play games at a high level.
It's like a reunion that I lost a close companion and being able to reunite it with that person again.
The Access goes on sale in December. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.